and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right, and we are joined by a very special guest, Jose De Jesus Ortiz, but he wants us to call him Jesus. So how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys. It's such an honor to be on here with you guys. I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been interacting with you guys for several years, and I love what you guys do. Thank you. This is such an honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you. I was just going to say all that about you and the time you took. You came out of press box to say hi to me at spring training. I want to say it was. So we've been through Talking Stros or whatever this is, but this is definitely an interesting offseason, not to mention everything that's happened last offseason, but now we got everything that's going on this offseason. We got a lot to talk about on this Locked On Astros podcast, and you can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart to play the podcast Locked On Astros. And Jesus, you know what we need to do? We need to get together one time and have some belching beaver. Brett, can you tell us a little bit about belching? Speaking of having something reliable, the Astros lost a very reliable center fielder this year through free agency. I know you're somebody, I think you were here to cover part of George Springer's career, right? Before you went on to St. Louis.
Yeah, I was here when he broke in. I went to be a sports columnist at St. Louis Post-Dispatch in 2016. Also in April 1st, it was, I spent 15 years in Houston, and I made sure my first day and my last day at the Chronicle were both April 1st because I wanted to get straight, 15 years. But yeah, that's a huge loss, but not an unexpected loss. Everybody who knew George Springer knew it was going to take a lot of money. I thought he was going to go to the Mets. I don't think he got the deal that he would have wanted with the Mets, and Toronto gave him an amazing deal, especially for a guy that age, and he deserves to get paid. He should have been a free agent last year if his service time hadn't been manipulated by Jeff Luhnow. So good for George, one of the all-time great Astros, and a guy whose jersey, if he'd have stayed here, would have been ultimately retired. But I think he becomes, a member of that Astros Hall of Fame eventually.
So, when he was reflecting on his time in a recent Zoom interview for the Blue Jays, he said, I love those guys. I love the city. I love the fans. It was a place where I got an opportunity to grow as a man, to grow as a player. And I'm very thankful for that. I can see that when he comes back in May, whether there's 12,000 fans or 20,000 fans, that he's going to get a pretty roaring standing ovation. I really believe that at the end of his career, If he goes into the Hall of Fame, which I think he probably is on that kind of trajectory just because of his accolades, you're an actual voter. So you may have a more astute and studied idea on that. But I would not have a problem with him retiring number four for George Springer. I don't know if that's changed because he moved. But, we had players retire their number here that weren't necessarily here their entire career. So I like that. And I like some of the changes that they've been making. They've been adding to their major league staff. I don't know if you heard, but they just hired a new assistant pitching coach, Bill Murphy. He's in there to help out Stromy. And then also quality control coach, Dan Flaova. Murphy's position is new for the staff. So Flaova replaces Chris Spire, who retired this past season. The Astros lose Springer. They add some pitching coach assistants. What do you think these Astros pitchers are going to do this coming season? They're young guys. They have another season under their belt.
Well, I tell you, as long as Brent Strom's around, I have faith in whoever they bring in. He's the ultimate pitch whisperer, and they thrive. Obviously, you can't lose Gerrit Cole a year ago. and you can't lose Verlander a month into the season and not see a drop. But I tell you what Framber Valdez did, I think this young pitching staff's going to be okay. I really do.
Do you think that the Astros did enough this offseason? Let's say that James Click is right. They're not going to be aggressive from this point on. If something falls in their lap, great. But after signing Michael Brantley, do you think that they did enough to address their needs this offseason?
Does anybody ever do enough? I don't know. If you're competing against the Dodgers, if you're competing against the Padres.
Now the Mets.
And that's the goal, right? Like, that's the goal, right? It's not, you're no longer looking just at the American League. This is a team that's all in on trying to win a World Series. I don't know that they can say that their pitching staff is one of the best in the majors like it was, you know, 2 years ago. But who can, like I said, who can lose a Verlander and a Gerrit Cole in two consecutive seasons, you know, because they didn't have Verlander last year. Like, he was done after one start, right? So yeah, it's tough. You need elite pitching to win the World Series. But let's see what this young staff surprised everybody. But if you have a 162 season, can they hold up? Is it enough? And if they have a 120 game season, is it enough? It was enough for 60 games last year, but I think this year, God willing, and we get this virus somewhat under control and guys get vaccinated and I'm such a cynic and kind of bitter that I guarantee you that somehow we're going to find out later that professional athletes are going to get these vaccines before the rest of us. And all Major League Baseball is going to play 162 games. But, that's the key, really. Like, do they have enough pitching, starting pitching, quality starting pitching to go through 162 game season and then the playoffs?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, they launched in 2012 and, you know, we made an offseason acquisition bringing them on board with us. But they made another acquisition themselves and they came to Texas. That's right. They teamed up with Ambient. Let me tell you what the CEO, Tom Vogel, said. He said, "We are very excited to announce our launch into the great state of Texas. This is something we have wanted to do for a very long time, but we couldn't find the right distributing partner. And we're thrilled to partner with Ambient. Texans certainly know their beer, and it will be on us to keep them immersed in the best styles that we can make. I hope to be able to drink a few pints right along with the local craft on 6th Street, especially with our buddies at Pint House Brewing. So go to their website, belchingbeaver.com, and check out their amazing varieties. And go have a damn good time. If you're in Southern California, check them out. You can even get their stuff delivered. Or go to belchingbeaver.bev and find where you can get Belching Beaver from your local grocery store or liquor counter. So y'all check it out. They are top-notch, and we are bringing it home to Texas."
All right, Jesus. All right, Eric. Listen, rockauto.com is the place to go. You don't need to go to a storefront anymore, wait in lines, wait for them to tell you they don't have the parts or that they're going to overcharge you or charge you a different price like they do with regular people but give mechanics a discount. Go to rockauto.com. They are a family-owned business for 20 years online, fast, navigable, easily-to-use website. They have hundreds of parts from hundreds of manufacturers from all makes and models. So go to rockauto.com and type in the part you need, whether it's a headlamp, whether it's a floor mat, whether it's a rim, an axle, piston rod, whatever you need, go to rockauto.com. You'll pay 30, 50, sometimes 100% less than you do in a traditional chain store. When you go to rockauto.com and the "Where did you hear about us" box, put "Locked On" to let them know that we sent you. Rockauto.com, reliably low prices and the best place for auto parts in the business. That's right, rockauto.com.
Yeah, because I had seen the assertion from someone, oh, well, they were sub 500 last season. It was only 60 games. And so I started thinking, well, we saw what the Mariners did their first like 50 or 60 games a couple years ago, and then they tanked the rest of the season. It's one thing for hitters to hit their stride after 60 games, right? It's one thing for if Altuve or Bregman or Correa come out of the block slow, or Yuli or Miles Straw or Tucker, whoever's out there, Brantley, because, you know, hitters can get in a groove. But it is a different pitching animal. And we've talked about that extensively with Clay Hensley, who comes on our show regularly for a major league pitcher and local product here from Pearland, Texas. And, you know, he said, hey, you know, these guys haven't been stretched out over 200 innings. So this will be their first like big league season. And there is something to be said about the physical component, but that's why I like that we have Brent Strom. That's why I like the fact that we have those coaches, but is that enough, right? They didn't want to go over the CBT. They did not want to break that barrier, and maybe they could have and gotten another starter, which I thought they might try to. But after they signed Brantley, I didn't see there's any way that they would add a significant arm. Now, what they could do is they could bring someone in midseason in a trade if they need to, if some of these younger guys aren't getting the playing time, but they're valuable commodities, and go out there and get a decent starter halfway through the season to help them go into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's go back to this 5 years from now and see, but I really think this is going to come to fruition. The Astros are, they love the Cardinals. They love the Cardinal way. Jim Crane has tremendous respect for Bill DeWitt Jr. You know, they got Jeff Luno. They cut all these steps, right? Like they tanked, they did something that the Cardinals would never do. They did what they had to do. They can no longer do that now and be so far ahead of the rest of the world because the Orioles are doing it. Everybody, you know, there are enough teams doing what they did in the past. The Marlins, like they did it. And you know, so now I think what the Astros are going to do is become the Cardinals in many ways, in that they're going to try to be good enough to make it to the playoffs. And if you get hot at the right time, you win a World Series or get to a World Series every four or so years without taking a dip. And you look at the Cardinals, you know, 2006, 2011, you know, just consistency. And they're always playing meaningful baseball without ever having to tank, without ever having, you know, they may miss the playoffs. They may miss the playoffs for two consecutive years, which they did recently. But guess what? They only played like three games that didn't mean anything during that span. And I think that's what the Astros are going to do, is they're going to start just being comfortable with having an elite team without going crazy, without trying to compete with the Yankees or even the Dodgers on the payroll front. And they have a huge payroll. Let's not forget that. And you know, Jim Crane, kind of like Drayden McClain, who I was exchanging emails with earlier this week, when they needed to make a move, they've done it. So, and sort of like the Cardinals, right? If you need to make a move, you know, like, and I think that's what's going to happen with the Astros. They're going to be a little bit like the Tampa Bay Rays, a little bit like the Cardinals, you know, keep sustaining, build through the farm system and, you know, never go crazy like the Yankees or the Red Sox, but always be consistent. You look at the Cubs, compare the Cubs and the Indians for that matter to the Astros. 2016 World Series champs, tearing it all down in 2021. The Astros 2017 World Series champs, they took a huge blow last year with, the fine, the loss of draft picks. So they're going to have to figure out a way to overcome that. But they're consistent. You know, my youngest daughter is a huge Dodgers fan. And we compared the day the Cubs beat the Dodgers to get to the 2016 World Series, she was bawling. You know, but you look at the Cubs then and the Dodgers, who would you rather be? You know, the Dodgers since 2016 have won a World Series and have been in three overall. That's how you build a team. Right. And the Astros the same way, like four ALCSs since 2017 and two World Series. Come on, that's amazing. Anybody will take that. And they haven't had to tear it all down.
We're running a little bit out of time here, Jesus, but I wanted to ask you, and you can tell me your honest opinion. Do you think that
I wasn't planning to lie.
I wanted to ask if you think that James Click, Jim Crane are going to extend Carlos Correa.
Oh, I think they will. I think they will. It's the right thing to do. Carlos Correa, I'll plug my Digging Deep podcast with former Astro and former Major League All-Star Russ Ortiz. Bagwell talked about what Correa meant and how proud he was. Correa is the face of that organization. He's charismatic, good looking, and not afraid to tell Cody Bellinger to shut the F up. And you need a guy like that. When was the last time Houston had that guy? Houston needs Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is no James Harden. Deshaun Watson wants to leave. You have a bilingual Puerto Rican, charismatic, good looking, married to a Mexican Texas beauty queen. Like, he could be JJ Watt. And I've said this since 2015 with a ring on his finger already. And to, you know, like, come on, like, George Springer's gone. This is Carlos Correa's town. And last year, nobody spoke up for the Astros quite like Carlos Correa. CeCe Sabathia ripped on him. Carlos Correa's like, whatever, okay, I'll tone it down. But his guys knew, knowing Jim, having talked to Jim the way, like, Jim likes men that believe, that aren't wimps, that if you try to make them feel guilty, they're just going to tell you to F off and just do, you know, like, and that's Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is going to charm you if you're on his side. And if you're against him, he's going to tell you to, you know what he told Bellinger.
Yeah, it's huge. And I love your analogy of JJ Watt, because that to me is probably the best analogy. I mean, I wouldn't even think that James Harden, after the antics he did, but I think he was enabled by that club to do whatever the hell he wanted to. I think Carlos Correa is a much more upstanding person on and off the field. And so my whole thing is, I love Carlos Correa here, and I want him to be an Astro for the rest of his life. So we do thank you for your input today, because your knowledge is invaluable, and we kind of envy the experiences you've had. But we want to know, where can we find you? Where can we find your podcast? Where can we find your writing so people can connect with you online and on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram, at Ortiz Kicks, ORTIZKICKS. Our esquina, O-U-R, our esquina, the Spanish word for corner, .com is the sports digital media company that I founded. And we one of the verticals is the Our Esquina podcast network, which has several sports, several podcasts, five right now. We have five that we're producing. But Digging Deep and Ortiz Squared podcast with Russ Ortiz. And you could find it anywhere that you could find podcasts. We're on all of them. And we're very excited. Like, Billy Wagner, Jeff Bagwell and Billy Wagner, a lot of the stuff that they said on episode one, two and three of the podcast, nobody has heard. There's a story in there, and we're running out of time, but Billy Wagner talking about the six pitcher no hitter is just worth, like, you can make a sign when I have to stop and I'll stop. But so they throw the six pitcher no hitter. We're all at Yankee Stadium, and he remembers a Yankee scout who saw him in college and asked Billy Wagner, how tall are you? And Billy says, about 5'11". He says, we at the Yankees only draft pitchers 6 feet and taller. You know, several years later, he closes out that magical no-hitter, calls his family, celebrates, and one of the very first calls he made was to his college coach at Furman, I think it is. And he said, hey, tell that Yankee scout. But, you know, and that's just one of the stories. And like I said, you know, the Bagwell interview, what he said about Correa is quite telling. He talked about his feelings on the cheating scandal and the Hall of Fame, what it felt like to get that Hall of Fame call after, you know, his personal, he talked about like the personal stuff that was going on through his life, the steroid speculation. And then he also talked about this battle that he's winning against alcoholism. So, yeah, and Ortiz Squared, it's Digging Deep, and Ortiz Squared podcast, and on the R Esquina podcast network.
All right.
Awesome. And I am so grateful for you guys, because this is awesome. And I can't tell you how envious I am listening to your podcast and how many advertisements you have on there. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure all our listeners are very excited about that, too. But guys, you know that we've been covering the Houston Astros, but what about the rest of sports? Now that Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with the Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Jesus, thank you. Awesome interview. And we'll get you back on sometime. Good luck with your podcast. And if you want to push some guests our way, that would be awesome as well. So thank you and have a great day. And we'll be back next week with the Locked On Astros podcast.